precisely, she liked to be awakened by Eugenia. There was a maid, Bridget, who prepared the tray, placing on it the silver pot and jug and sugar bowl, but it was Eugenia who was expected to carry the tray all the way up from the basement to the second floor, where great-aunt Cloris slumbered in her large rosewood bed. Eugenia reached her great-aunt's room. She pushed open the door with her elbow and stepped inside.
"Is that you, Eugenia?"
She had wanted her great-niece named after her. When this desire was not gratified, the old lady had forever after affected to be unable to pronounce the French-sounding Eugenia. "Yes, great-aunt Cloris, it is me.
Did you bring me the shortbread from Fortnum's?"
"Yes, great-aunt."
"Excellent. Would you pour my tea, please?"
Eugenia picked up the silver pot and poured.
"Yes. Is that all?"
Great-aunt Cloris peered at her great-niece.
"You are anxious to escape me?"
"Oh, no. It's just that Mama requested that I join her for tea today." She looked disgruntled.
"Oh, well, of course. You must take tea with your Mama."
Eugenia turned to go.
"Eugenia?"
"Yes, great-aunt."
"You may take one piece of shortbread to share with your Mama."
Eugenia descended the stairs with the shortbread wrapped in a napkin. Mrs. Dovedale was sitting before the fire in the little ground-floor parlour that she and Eugenia shared. She looked up as her daughter entered.
"What have you got there, Eugenia?"
"Shortbread from great-aunt Cloris."
"Just one piece between the two of us?"
"I don't really want any, Mama."
"I suppose it's from Fortnum's."
"Yes, Mama. I bought it there yesterday." Mrs. Dovedale heaved a dramatic sigh.
"That I should live to see my daughter treated as a servant. But I am not Mama. I enjoy going to Fortnum's."
"That is beside the point. You will run off your feet doing errands for that old lady."
"But Mama, I am grateful to her. She gave us a home."
"A home?
You call this a home? Where we are given a quota of coal a day, like scullery maids? When our meals are rationed and our sherry watered? When you cannot go out into society because the old skinflint won't open her purse to buy you so much as a pair of gloves?"
Eugenia said nothing. She picked up the poker and prodded the fire. A meagre flame spluttered in the grate.
"If it was not for my good friend Lady Granton, you would hardly know what society was," lamented Mrs. Dovedale. "You would not know how to address an earl, or wield a fan, or hold a fork in the correct manner."
Eugenia suppressed a smile. Mrs. Dovedale seemed to forget that it was she herself, so full of ambition for her daughter, who had long ago taught Eugenia the appropriate social skills. Great-aunt Cloris was well-meaning, but hers was a notoriously frugal and austere household. Lady Granton often invited Eugenia and her mother to tea, and it was at these sessions that Eugenia now and then met people of her own age.
"To think I once wore satin and took tea with a marquis," Mrs. Dovedale continued. "To think I was once a mistress of my own house, with my own maid and a set of copper pans."
Eugenia shifted in her chair. She knew what was coming next. A descant on the privileged life that the Dovedale family once lived in Rutland, where Mr. Dovedale was head steward on the Marquis of Buckbury's estate, Buckbury Abbey. Buckbury was one of the grandest houses in Rutland. The first Marquis had been a general, a favourite of King Henry VIII, and had been granted the vast lands in the north at the dissolution of the monasteries. The present Marquis was as handsome as his father. It was a great shame that he no longer lived in England, but on his late mother's estate near the Alps. Though why he should prefer a no doubt draughty chateau in the wilds of France to the delights of Buckbury was beyond Mrs. Dovedale.
"Such a life he led at Buckbury," trilled Mrs. Dovedale. "The garden parties in the summer, the boats on the lake at dusk, their lanterns gleaming, the huge log fires in all the rooms in winter. The carriages rolling along the drive for the balls, the chandeliers sparkling, the Christmas parties to which the staff were always invited. Your father and I were accorded pride of place at the supper table. The Marquis was such a generous host. And the last party he held there, you were invited too, do you remember?"
Eugenia was wriggling her toes before the fire.